Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, October 18th, 2021. Sarah, Vinny, Nikki, Bryn. Did I say everybody? It's a bunch of us.
Yeah, you did.
We're all here.
Four names. Yeah, that was right.
That's the right amount of names
no,
then.
I didn't hear Vinny.
She said Sarah and Vinny.
Oh,
Nikki,
that's
Bryn.
Just like, it sounds like one name.
Yeah, it does. Okay, sorry. My bad.
I know, Coco. Well, you're trying to get my spot. It's all right.
No, no.
I think you're good for it, too.
I wanted you to feel included.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice of you.
So, how is everyone?
Good.
Nikki, how's your asshole? Is it everything all
oh
clean?
Oh, my God. HR!
Clean and nice.
Yeah.
Just making sure that that haircut you got still functional.
Double check those program buses.
Well, I don't see anything in program. You're out of program. Vinny's out of program. Yeah, turn off. Come in here and check.
Oh, geez. We didn't check before we started?
I did check.
Okay.
Vinny's out of program.
It's always good to double check.
I'm out of program and you're out of program.
Okay. Back
to
Coco's asshole. As you were, Sarah.
I already asked my question.
Oh.
I'm just stressed out this week leading up to the wedding.
So. I need more volume out of Coco.
More volume, please.
You're not getting married. What are you stressed out about?
It's just a lot. Like, oh, God.
Well, mom is sick, and she's got all this pressure on her.
Believe me, that is the...
mom's getting her uterus taken out 3 days after the
wedding. When you brought... You didn't mention that on the air at all.
Here we are.
Well, now we know.
When you said it the first time, I thought, I don't even know how your sister's going to go through with this. Like... I would think though you've got everything booked, I would think you would all go, no, mom, if you're not going to go get that done, then we're going to cancel the wedding.
Well, she's the one who was adamant about having it done, like, because the doctor's like, oh, you can wait, like, 2 to 3 weeks. And she's like, nope, Thursday, 3 days.
Yeah, because at first she was saying November.
Yeah.
But when you have something in you like that, I really do think that
so
the human
uterus.
Nature is...
She goes, I'm like, oh, my best friend's mom got that done for a completely different reason. And so when she told me, I was just like, oh, so-and-so's mom's got that done, so you'll be fine. And then she's like, yeah, I think I'm done having kids. I'm like, you think? You're 60.
I think it's actually really rude of you to use your mom's situation to get off your asshole.
I think that's really rude.
I really feel like I'm going to have to call your mom and say what a rude little girl you are.
Oh, dear.
Let's get back on the asshole topic. Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
So is it? Does it need another waxing already? Are you one of those people who can like squeeze out a mustache?
No, remember she does the what do you call it?
Oh yeah, yeah. At least she gets it lasered. Mm-hmm. So is it just gone forever?
No, you have to touch up. Like it all depends on like hormones and stuff like that. So
and how hard you clench?
Well, no, it's I guess
squeeze
that
out.
I have a question.
You have to do maintenance.
All right, Vinny has a question.
Oh, God. Vinny's hand is up.
Do you have to pull both your butt cheeks apart for them they have access,
that
or do
good...
they have like some kind of
like a speculum kind of for your ass?
Yeah, do they have a thing that pulls a pull aparter?
Yeah, like they have for eyes. You know those things that clip on your eyes to hold it open.
For your vagina, you know that thing that goes inside the duck.
The duck.
The speculum.
Yeah,
that what it's called?
Yeah, you can
you got
do
an
that.
Asshole speculum when you get your butthole, you know, cleaned up down there.
Yeah, it's depends.
They do it. They crank you open.
You can do it or whatever.
Oh, you can just hold it open for them. Mm-hmm. Do they ask you for that first? Hey, it would be easier for me if you just hold your cheeks apart.
Yeah,
that's like yet another reason I'm never gonna get anything lasered.
Especially with laser. It's
what
like
if there's like a position? The lasers have like a position open where. I need somebody to hold the cheeks for me so I can...
Yeah.
That's actually a fun
job. Ass cheek holder.
I'm the ass cheek holder.
You know, when I... Because I still get my eyebrows... I get my eyebrows waxed because every 4 months or so.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you were talking about your eyebrows. I'm looking at your eyebrows.
Oh, okay.
Right? Is that okay?
Is that what she's looking at?
Yeah, I was looking
she's
at
She's not on the camera, is she?
She's not on the camera, sorry. No.
Why?
All right. Oh, I just
she doesn't
want to
be part of this.
She's ghetto, that's why.
All right.
Yeah.
What's going on? Get your stuff together, Nick.
So I was asking questions about...
assholes?
No, because this woman was telling me about waxing a man, and so then I was just asking what they get done, and it was like balls,
everything.
Asshole, chest.
They get it all done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was just really surprised by that.
Why?
I don't know. I just think men don't need to worry about it. I feel like women,
especially gay men, get it done a lot.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, you guys in your anti-anal, you know that. All gay men are playing around with buttholes. Well, not all, but most gay men are like, wow, that's kind of offensive the way you guys think of anal.
I don't know. I just thought, and then it just made me think, I wonder if men were to go get laser.
I'm sure it happens, yeah.
Sure. Would you get it done?
Would I? No.
Oh.
But I'm not, I don't have a lot going on down there in terms of,
I don't know, you're pretty hairy.
I don't mean the hair. I'm talking about how often that area sees action. Yeah. There's not a lot of action happening there. I know you like to think that in your crazy fantasies, but no, there's barely any anal happening.
Well, you're talking about ass play. I thought I was just talking about the whole area in general. Like, I picture you with your clothes off and there's just a fucking thatch. Like
it's talking about pubic hair.
Hanging out of my
everywhere.
Butt cheeks.
Like,
just
right.
A big, long,
yes.
Hairy
like it,
pile.
Right. No, but I picture your ass being hairy, too, but then it folds in, so it's like a dark ravine filled forested bushes and sticks and stones and stuff.
Well, I'm so happy to be in your fantasies. That's nice.
Yes. Oh, my God. Nice I said, I'm like, oh, geez, I got to get my hiking boots on so I can get through the thicket back here. Jesus. I got my machete out, cut a path through Vinny's ass hairs.
How do we go from the there to there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Well, I was just curious because it just made me think of usually most people who do waxing and then they start with waxing and then they go to laser.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
They're like, if I'm going to hurt myself, I might as well just do it one more time.
Yeah, exactly. So then when she brought up the guys...
It lasts longer too, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Well, it can last forever. Parts of it will last forever. You might get some cleanup. Right. You know, a girlfriend of mine got lasered, got all her pubes lasered off.
Oh, you told us about this
And
before.
She got burned.
Yeah,
like, really scarred and ruined.
Like, she had a vagina burn, right?
It was up where the triangle is.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And it was...
Well, how long ago was that?
I mean, probably 10 years now.
Okay, I was going to say, please don't tell me it was like yesterday or something.
No, no. But she wound up having to go back in and get surgeries to get the scar tissue minimized.
Mm.
Like, it was quite awful. Like, and then, but then it did start. It was kind of a fun night because then everyone was showing their cooches.
Oh.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Did you show your cooch to everybody?
I didn't do it. But
so, were they showing their actual cooch? Or just the hair
front,
part?
Just the
just
hair
like
part.
The little...
Yeah, we weren't going spread eagle or anything, you guys. I wasn't that excited. But then one of the girls, it was a girls' weekend. We were up in Tahoe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
so
fine.
It was a chick weekend, like a ski weekend. And everyone's drinking, surprise. And so it started with her, and she's like, oh my God, you guys, I have to tell you something.
Sounds so
happened.
Hot.
And she showed us. And then later, this other girl's like, you know what? I have a great ass, and I'm going to show you guys it right now. And she just dropped trout and turned around, and I was like, that is a great ass. I mean, it was really round.
Which friend
round.
Is that?
I'm not going to say who it was. She's actually not a friend anymore. They moved away.
Oh.
Yeah. It's that one girl. She was in like really B porno movie. Halloween
oh, the lady
thing.
That bought your house.
Okay. That's who it was. But she was very excited to show us her really bulbously round, like excitingly round. Like, whoa, that's, I mean, it looked fine in clothes, but then when she freed it, it was like, blah, 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 you know, bubble butt.
Then what happened?
Nothing. Then nothing. It did.
Then you
oh, okay.
It
I'm
deeply.
Sorry. Then we all got pillows, and we started pillow fighting, and everyone's clothes fell off.
Uh-huh.
And then we were we actually some of us had to be medically separated because we got so tangled up with our thrashing and scissoring. Is
oh.
that okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we called 911, and then these hot EMTs showed up.
Oh,
women.
Yeah.
They were women, of
oh.
course,
uh-huh.
and they were like, "Oh my God, it's a pillow fight party." We'll be careful because we're EMTs. Okay.
We'll separate you guys after you guys put
so
this in your mouth.
So none of that happened. Oh, they were girls.
Oh, the EMTs were girls.
Yeah, I said that.
oh, I didn't see. I missed that part. Okay. I'm sorry. I was kind of caught up in the visual in my head.
You didn't change that mic arm for the other arm after last week?
We're working on it.
Oh.
That'll be in the meeting today.
Oh, all right.
No, it's just... Hold on, let me get this fixed.
Okay.
I have a couple things I want to do that are responses to
some of the crap we said.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Well, and just, you know, people writing back a little feedback, that kind of thing.
Sure.
So this one is terrible. I'm going to do it quickly and we're going to move on from it, okay?
Rip the Band-Aid off.
I do not know when we talked about this. She says it was Friday's Secret Show. I actually thought it was earlier than that, but you guys can tell me. I said there is no word for you're a widow or a widower, you're an orphan, but there's no word for someone who's lost a child. That is not true. The word is viloma, or possibly viloma, V-I-L-O-M-A-H.
Okay.
Never
heard of it.
How do I know this? My miracle baby, conceived and born during COVID, was diagnosed with salmonella meningitis and died at Seattle's Children's Hospital in January.
Oh, I am so sorry.
More people need to know this word, hence sending you this email from OFOCJM, Annabelle's mama, hashtag forever 3 weeks old.
Oh.
I know. Harsh,
that's
right?
Heartbreaking.
Totally heartbreaking. And... we learned that there's this word. Viloma. It actually says it's a Sanskrit word that means against a natural order.
Okay. I understand that part.
Yep. Well, that is certainly against the natural order.
Well, and it's a running theme you hear in maybe a movie or a book where they talk about how the proper order is you're never supposed to bury your kid.
Right.
Ever.
Let's see here. This is okay. This is a response to the lady who her husband wants to record her doing a blowjob, and we got into the whole dripping arms and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Radio Family. Thank you so much for taking on my email about my husband recording me. I had an inkling I was overthinking the situation. You guys helped confirm that and convinced me to go for it. I told my husband about writing in, and not only is he excited about recording, he also wants to listen to the podcast when it comes out on Friday. So this was last week.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you again for your advice. Hope you all have a great rest of the week.
Nice.
Don't worry. We're not going to ask to see that or anything.
I mean, you can send it if you want us to, you know, judge by force, but otherwise, right, we don't.
We're not going to.
We can give you advice on that, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Here's another response to one that we did. While catching up on episodes over the weekend, I was so surprised and touched to hear Sarah read my letter about my depressed husband. Do you remember this one? He would go through periods of depression.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing all of your genuinely kind, thoughtful feedback, including a listener response the next day, really helped me feel less alone. I think the biggest part of my frustration is the idea that there is no answer, no reason why, no missing puzzle piece I need to find. I'm not in control, and there's nothing I can do to fix this, which is so disempowering. He says he still loves me, but can't bring himself to show me any affection. So for now, the plan is to keep doing what we're doing, and I will seek my own therapy as well, as you all had suggested. Today, I laid my head on his lap while he sat on the couch, so hungry to connect with him. I rubbed his leg, hoping he'd rub me back, but he was like a statue.
Mm.
I'm hoping next time I send an update, maybe months from now, he'll be cuddling me back. I just have to wait and see. Thanks again. I know. Oh, that was heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come back to you. I mean, I hope. I have big hope for that.
That is a bummer.
I know. And now, let's see here.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
This one is, I was listening to last week's Secret Show, wanted to share my own thoughts and story. Response to Secret Show bad advice from Tuesday of last week. Call me Monica. First of all, I'm a longtime Secret Show listener from day one. Your podcast has helped me through many hard times, long drives, and I love listening to the bad advices you give. You are hugely entertaining while providing a great service to our world.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We provide a great service. Honestly, where else are you going to get to? It's like free therapy. And we don't pull any punches, and we'll take your problem and turn it upside down and shake it out and yell at it, wave our hands in the air.
Perfect bad therapy.
Right. You are blah, blah, blah. Not only the Bay Area, because with streaming and podcasts, you reach everyone.
Yeah, great.
Let's see here.
Super.
Now, the reason for writing today. I'm listening to Tuesday's Secret Show podcast, and I can't believe how much my current situation has in common with what you guys are talking about. You're talking about the lady whose husband suffers from severe periodic depression.
Mm.
And Vinny's making the connection between that situation and dealing with an addict. Vinny's comments really resonated with me and made me want to write in. I'm at the 2-year mark in a relationship with an alcoholic. but we haven't just known each other for 2 years. He was my college boyfriend over 30 years ago. We were each other's one that got away.
Mm.
So after 30 years, they reconnect.
They're having a... That is really neat.
After we both married the wrong people and got divorced, we finally had our chance at love again. He confided in me when we reconnected 2.5 years ago, May of 2019, that he was an alcoholic and he was going into rehab. I thought it was courageous of him to tell me. We were only texting and talking over the phone at that time. We lived about 4 hours apart. And I was proud of him for going into rehab. I dated him years ago in college, and I didn't think he was an alcoholic back then, based on my past experience. I rationalized maybe it was the stress of his job and his bad marriage that had turned him into a heavy drinker. It should have been my red flag to run, not walk, run away from this relationship, but I was too in love with him to listen to my intuition. Instead, what I did was accept him as a potentially sober alcoholic. To be honest, I liked the idea of living sober. I've had my own issues with alcohol over the years. Now I'm in my late 50s. The best thing for me personally would be to quit alcohol completely or at least cut way down. So we officially got back together August of 2019. Obviously, that's before the pandemic. We were long distance until April of 2020. That's when he, let's call him Jim, moved to Santa Cruz during the pandemic. We could finally be together after so many years pining away for each other. It really was a romantic love story, except for one pesky detail. Jim had relapsed. I intuitively knew not to invite him to move in with me, so he got his own place about a mile from where I live. Let's just say that I helped him with every detail of the move because his drinking was so bad he couldn't handle things himself. Oh, girl. Oh. He moved here April 2020, right as the pandemic was starting and lockdown had already happened. I believe that love, being part of our COVID tribe with my family in Santa Cruz and eating nutritious, healthy food would be just the thing to turn him around. I made excuses for Jim that during the pandemic, everyone was drinking too much. I thought his drinking was situational. Wrong. His drinking is really a sickness he has no control over. Over the last 2 years, I've given everything I have to this man. I have fed him. He's incapable of bothering to cook for himself when he's drinking, which makes the problem worse. So there I am, magically dropping off lunch to him midday and pretending not to notice his glazed eyes and stumbling gait, all signs he's already been drinking. We try to watch TV or a movie together at night. He'd put his head back and just fall asleep. Not the typical falling asleep of someone who does that during movies, but the fall asleep of a drunk person passing out or someone who's been drunk earlier that day and is just feeling tired. Either way, it sucks for me. Remember, I was embracing health and sobriety myself, partially to create a healthy environment for him. Looking back, I can see we were codependent from the start. He would not remember conversations or participate in conversations. He suffers from multiple health challenges, require him to receive monthly infusions.
Oh, man.
I know. Inside my head, I'd be screaming, well, if you didn't pour vodka down your throat every day, maybe your condition would improve. But I didn't say anything. Continued to keep him hydrated and fed and hoped he would stop drinking. So now he's got some new thing in his hands, which might be gout in your hands.
Yeah, that happens.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't sure which. He hasn't been to a
specialist.
And the
drinking doesn't help at all.
Oh, yeah, no. Drinking is like the worst thing for gout.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she wrote this in such, I think this goes on. Hold on. I want to mark my, 8 of 20 pages. Oh, this is.
Oh, wow.
She put in a big font for me, which I appreciate, so I thought it was going to take a while. But I'm realizing I'm not even halfway through. All right, hold on. Let me just quickly skim through this.
So you got through 8 pages pretty fast.
I know.
So.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's triple spaced and big print, but still, there's 12 more pages to go. Let's see. Lots of stress. I told my sister about it. I've reached a breaking point. April of 2021, just 6 months ago. I don't want this to be my life. He's not allowed to come over to her house drunk anymore. She's telling him to get some help. He signed up for the camp in Scotts Valley.
Which, I don't know anything about
that.
Yeah,
they required him to be drink-free for 72 hours before they'd accept him.
Oh, so it's like a sober...
Yes, but he went into the outpatient program 3 nights a week, and I started attending Al-Anon meetings over Zoom. He did not embrace AA. He didn't go to the meetings. He didn't get a sponsor or work the steps. He went to his 3 nights a week at the camp and continued to drink.
Hmm.
Let's see here. I mean, honestly, I think we all know the answer to this.
Why don't you skim for a second, and I'll just say this for those of you who have anything relate to this lady's story at all. Alcoholism, if you don't know, is a progressive disease, meaning it does not get better, it gets worse. And so even for someone like me who hasn't had a drink since 2004, if I were to start today, not only would I start where I left off, but I'd be probably worse. And so that is something where you saw him in college and went, I didn't think there was a problem then. There probably wasn't quite the problem then that he has now, but it progressed, it got worse, and it won't get better. And so I don't know where Sarah's going to, you know, conclude this storyline, but the reality is you can't expect him to get better. You just can't.
No. A week ago Sunday, I drove him to the rehab place he wanted to go. There's a lot in between these. About a four-hour drive each way after I stopped. I drove back to Santa Cruz with a huge feeling of relief.
So now he's checked into a rehab.
Yeah.
Okay.
When Vinny said, when you're in rehab, your life is coming undone, Jim's was definitely coming undone. Mm-hmm. I was standing in the way of him hitting his next bottom. Because she was there holding him up the whole time, right. Feeding him and watering him.
Yep.
There's a lot there.
She's going to break up with him, it sounds like. I feel at this point, I still have a choice. I'd honestly rather be single the rest of my life than deal with the man I've dealt with for the past 2 years. I haven't told him how I feel yet. He's holding out hope for us. I don't want to destroy him by telling him over the phone, but I'll have to tell him at some point. I feel like you should tell him over the phone. Let him work through that in rehab.
Yeah, look, you know, crossed my mind is you're going to sit there and you're going to feel guilty and this isn't your problem.
Nope.
You've created and you've contributed to it in some ways in that you just said it. You've fed him. You helped him get to rehab. Husbands, wives, kids, the worst thing are the kids who've had to be the grown up in a relationship with their parent. It's awful. It ruins them because they had to grow up before their time.
They didn't get to enjoy being a kid, right? They can be very resentful. And it's a...
So look, I don't know this man. I feel for him because I have the same problem he does, and I know what he's going through. And yet, my advice to you would be break up and get out and get away. And you can be his friend if you're capable of that down the line. But as far as letting him lean on you, he's got to figure this crap out. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah. Listen, you just dropped him off. It sounds like yesterday, right? It doesn't matter. I can't even find it in the email. So I will say, though, if you break up with him when he gets out of rehab, you're his excuse to start drinking again.
And he'll drink. Look, drunks do this, too.
You need to do it now.
Drunks will drink at you. Oh, yeah? You're going to do that? Well, watch what I do. I'll turn right around and get shit-faced. Mm-hmm. Well, who are you hurting, dingbat? You just... spent 30 days in rehab getting at least 30 days clean, but that is the disease of alcoholism. So you can't fall for that. You can't fall in for that because he'll keep you around for years beyond what you want to be because of the guilt and the manipulation that goes with that.
It's just so fucking sad. Mm-hmm. I feel such hopelessness when I mean, listen, you are a guy who came out of it. You did manage to put I'm telling you, not everybody does. I don't know what the percentage is of people who get their shit together is, but I wouldn't roll the dice on this guy. I get it. You love him. You think it's going to be great. You have this sweet little love story from 30 years later. You need to break up with him over the phone today when you hear this and let him spend the next 30 days working through that in rehab and tell him, don't contact me when you get out. We are through. Maybe at some point in his life, after a couple years of sobriety, or maybe, you know, but don't count on those maybes. I wouldn't count on it.
It was a cute story.
Mm-hmm. Very.
That whole, you know, we were each other's one that got away.
Yep.
That's a cute story and hard to give up on, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And probably part of what kept you there. But it's not going to be, and I'll tell you something else. My wife has never seen me have a drink at all, ever, not a sip, okay? So she doesn't get it. My previous girlfriend of 5 years or 4 years or whatever that was, she would be someone who, to this day, if we were still together, would be fearing that if she went somewhere on vacation, she'd come home to that guy, the drunk guy. Or if she left me alone, you know what I mean? Like, once someone's been in a relationship with someone who's a drunk, you fear it all the time that it's coming back.
It's as a person who watched you get drunk and fall off this show and couldn't count on you, and I'm look, I most of the time there you are, but man, when anything goes, I'm like uh oh, it's the, and I hate it about myself because you have been so amazing and so good, but I get that fear. I think right after right when you first came back, there was some kind of snafu where you couldn't get in here, or something was going on.
Well, I lost my keys one of the times.
Something.
I locked.
And I started freaking out. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
He's lying again.
Oh, God.
No, it's a major problem. And so as far as like having a relationship with this guy, I wouldn't. That's all I can say. And I know that sounds like, what kind of fellow drunk am I being? I'm just being someone who gets it. Like, I do get it.
Well, you're actually not helping when you're, like she even said it, she's enabling him. She's keeping him from hitting the rock bottom he needs, and he's dragging her the fuck down too. Like, that's no way to live.
Yeah,
you can't.
Terrible.
You got to break up with him, do it now so he doesn't use you as an excuse. Give him the best shot that he can possibly get in rehab and tell him that. I'm going to break up with you right now so you can deal with this in rehab. Do not contact me. I don't want to hear from you anymore. I can't deal with you.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. That's just all bad.
It is. I know. It's terrible.
But I can't tell you what to say or how to deal with him or what to do, but I will tell you this. Save yourself. That's what I'll
yes.
say. Save yourself.
There you go. That's good. All right. Let's end on that note.
Oh, we're over?
Yeah, it's done.
We're done?
It's all done.
What time is it?
I don't know. 9.
Doesn't
30,
matter, I guess,
something.
Huh? All right.
Yeah, we won't even say that. This is airing at 10, so.
Right. It's 10 o'clock. All right, fine.
It's 10:28.
Right. Bye. The end. Damn it.
Whatever.